The Warriors wrapping up their four-game road trip in Minnesota, facing the Timberwolves in a Tuesday night meeting and out of the gate. Klay Thompson helping bring the energy. He would finish the night with 28 points, while Stephen Curry delivering from beyond the arc, 8 trays on the way to a game-high 36 points. Draymond Green adding 10 boards and 9 assists, and Jonas Jerebko, a key contributor, with 18 points, as Kevin Durant had 17 points and 9 assists. On the way to a Warriors win, 117-107, the final.
It was great. Ball movement was good. It was good to see Jonas out there. I haven't played him much at all, and the guys were taking a lot of joy from Jonas's performance. And he's just a pro. You know, he comes out there and hasn't played in probably a month, and stays ready and does that. So that's why he is who he is.
See, that was some of the trip.
A great trip, great road trip to go 3-1, against the caliber of competition, with the difficulty of the back-to-back, last night to tonight. Really good trip, and now we got to go home and back it up.
Moving forward with Katie and Steph, I mean, with the way you did it tonight?
I don't know. I doubt it, because once DeMarcus comes back, everything will look a little different. But we'll reevaluate. I feel pretty good about having Steph and Draymond play the whole quarter. I think that's been going well. So we'll probably continue with that. And what happens around that, we'll fiddle with a little bit.
When Steph goes on those runs and he ends up with a shimmy and all that?
Just Steph being Steph. I mean, he's been doing it forever. And, he takes a lot of joy out of the game in terms of, being a performer. He loves to put on a show, both with his skill and his personality a little bit. And it's pleasure to watch that every single night, because it's a long season, it's a haul, and he brings a lightness to the game that's really amazing.
The All-Star game, when you guys are kind of going through that malaise, you and Draymond said that you guys wanted just to have goals and have something to reach for. How good is it to have that number one seed to reach for during this trip?
Yeah, I think the last couple seasons have really been about pacing the team and getting to the stretch run where we can try to put ourselves in a good position. Last year it didn't work out that way. We had the injury to Steph, and we had our struggles down the stretch. I like where we are this year, though, in terms of the journey. We've got 12 games left. DeMarcus hopefully will be coming back next game. We got Bogut aboard, which is really exciting, how he can help us. And a lot of guys playing well, and we appear to be healthy. So hopefully this sets everything up.
Is it a different mindset when you guys are, you guys have to look at the standings and look at where Denver is, and you guys are healthy this year, and you guys are fighting for something?
Right. It's definitely a different mindset. Each game takes on more importance. I mean, last year, I think the final 20 games, we kind of knew we were going to be the 2 seed. So it's a little different this year, and it's going to help us prepare for the playoffs.
You guys obviously have a lot of championship equity and respect any opponent you face, but does any part of this reflect if the one to draw any favorable first-round matchups? Is that not even a thing?
For us?
Yeah.
Even if there were, it wouldn't matter. I mean, you just play, and you can't control anything. So, you look at the West, it's pretty much set who's going to be in the top 8, and every team is playing well. So there's no favorable matchups for anybody.
Steve took the big man spot. Rotation might look like now that you're going to have Cousins and Bogut.
I've thought about it. It'll probably be based on matchups, and it could change from one game to the next. So I don't know. I mean, I obviously, we've got our mainstays, our guys who are going to be in there. But we feel confident with everybody on the roster. So there's a lot of different directions we can go.
You talked pregame about judging the team on the little things. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the little things this game?
Well, I like that it was a low turnover game for us. We ended with 13. I think 3 of them were in the final few minutes. So it felt like a better turnover game than it looked on the box score. But ball movement was great. We stayed stayed solid with the game plan. So good night for us.
Thursday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors host the Indiana Pacers. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.